We talk about metaphors in English and in other languages in our podcast, The World in Words. In the latest episode, the story of a cult book written in a mysterious fictional script. Look for The World in Words on iTunes or at pri.org/language. We spoke earlier in the show about Puerto Rico and reaction there to the Orlando shooting. Let's go back to the island now to check on the other big story there, the debt crisis. Puerto Rico is about $70 billion in debt. That's billion with a B. Back in May, the Puerto Rican government defaulted on nearly $400 million in payments to creditors, and it could default again on July 1st to the tune of $2 billion. Congress is working on a bill to address the island's fiscal crisis. But as the world's Jason Margolis reports, many Puerto Ricans are deeply troubled by the proposed fix.
Let's go back to the 1970s and Section 936 of the U.S. tax code. The new rule said American companies didn't have to pay federal taxes if they set up shop in Puerto Rico. That brought a lot of manufacturing jobs to the island. Then in the 1990s, Washington decided that the law amounted to corporate welfare and scrapped the tax break. Here's the impact.
Puerto Rico has lost half of its manufacturing jobs. Just gone. They're gone.
Actually, more than half. Nearly 100,000 jobs gone. Amilcar Barreto, who researches Puerto Rico at Northeastern University in Boston, says Puerto Rico has suffered a decade of economic stagnation. The unemployment rate sits at 12%, and Puerto Ricans who remember are American citizens are fleeing for the U.S. mainland.
Last year, over 120,000 left the island, and this year it could be 200,000 or a quarter of a million.
That would be 7% of the island's population of 3.5 million. With its tax base leaving or out of work, the Puerto Rican government did what all governments do. It borrowed money and issued lots of bonds. Today, the island has more debt than any U.S. state except California and New York. And unlike a city like, say, Detroit, Puerto Rico can't declare bankruptcy. That's because of a law passed by Congress in the 1980s. Many Puerto Ricans, like salesperson Luis Verona, think that's unfair. I met him at a public square in San Juan where he was getting a shoe shine.
We need help. We are part of the United States. As a citizen, me personally, I can file bankruptcy with no problem. I messed up. I can go ahead and file bankruptcy and then start all over again. That's what we need.
But that's not what the proposed legislation in Congress would do. That bill, which recently passed the House, is called PROMESA, short for the Puerto Rico Oversight, Management, and Economic Stability Act. At its core, Congress and the White House would appoint a 7-member oversight board to restructure the island's debt. Only one of those members would need to have a tie to Puerto Rico. I spoke with about 50 Puerto Ricans about the measure. Most echoed what I heard from Mariana Reyes, a restaurant owner in San Juan.
We're hostages to whatever the federal government is going to decide. And this is people that will face no accountability for anything that they do because we don't even have to vote for them.
Jorge Luis Marquez Perez puts it more bluntly. He's the mayor of Maunabo, a city of 13,000.
Ese proyecto lo que define es que somos una colonia.
He says PROMESA, the proposed bill, treats Puerto Rico like a colony. I also spoke with a group of 25 college students in San Juan who all opposed PROMESA. 21-year-old Roberto Nava said Congress is just looking out for Wall Street.
They come here because they want to make sure that Puerto Rico keeps paying the debt.
He and others worry that an oversight board in Washington could sell off the island's public assets, slash services, raise taxes, or cut pensions. Basically, impose strict austerity measures. I met Juan Angel Gutierrez at a juice stand. He's a PhD who has been out of work for 3 years.
I don't be able to find anything.
He says U.S. politicians created this mess with decades of poor decisions. And now Puerto Rico needs help rebuilding, not to be punished with a crippling debt.
My position is that we shouldn't pay it at all. And we need to develop our economy. And after that is done, well, we can talk about if we want to pay, what we're going to pay and how we're going to pay it.
Nearby sat Hugo Laporte, a semi-retired security guard. His anger is directed not so much at Washington, but at Puerto Rican politicians.
We've been borrowing and borrowing without knowing how we're going to pay, and we just leave it to the next administration, and that's not right.
Puerto Rican officials are making another choice, prioritizing vital services over paying back their loans. But that's not technically legal. Puerto Rico can't just tell its creditors, we'll pay you back when we can. The government is opening itself to a cascade of lawsuits from people who want their money back. The best way to prevent that might be for Congress to pass its bill, even if it's highly unpopular on the island. For The World, Jason Margolis, San Juan, Puerto Rico.
The Puerto Rican government says it's prioritizing basic services over bond repayments, but tomorrow Jason reports on how some services in Puerto Rico are already being hampered.